you do not always have to let them dwell within you. You can feel them and let them go without harming yourself. There are also those who will take advantage of your kind heart. They will want to hoard your attention. They will play victim so you can keep attending to them. Such people will only drain you. They will drain the energy that you should be using to take care of others, including yourself. Here, we tell you how to tame them. This book seeks to demystify empaths. It is for empaths seeking to understand their personality. It is also for those who want to understand empaths so they can coexist better. Happy listening. Chapter 1. Empathy Explained. Empathy is defined as the capacity to understand or feel the emotions of others. It can also be described as the ability to share the feelings of others. Empathy, for the most part, is a beautiful attribute. It's one of the finest qualities a human being can possess. It is associated with goodness, charity, compassion, care, and self-sacrifice. Empathy makes it easier to identify with those who are suffering, and consequently, take action to remedy the situation. The world can always do with a little more empathy. Empathy is largely classified into three categories. 1. Cognitive empathy. This is the ability to know the thought processes of other people, and in the process, understand their perspective. It mostly involves thoughts, intellect, and understanding. Cognitive empathy helps you appreciate different viewpoints. You're able to accommodate people who hold different opinions and beliefs from those of your own. This ability also comes in handy during discussions, since you understand the thought process of others and engage them appropriately. 2. Emotional empathy. Here, you experience the feelings of other people: sadness, anxiety, joy, pain, and so on. An emotionally empathic person catches the sensations of others, which strengthens relationships with those around her or him. Emotional empaths can do well in fields like medicine, nursing, and counseling, since they deeply identify with the suffering of others and go out of their way to alleviate that. The downside to emotional empathy is that your emotions fluctuate up and down depending on the situation of those around you. That can be exhausting. In other instances, you feel the pain of others so deeply, yet there's nothing you can do to change their situation, and you are left suffering as well. In the following chapters, we will explore measures that empaths can take to protect themselves from such extremities. 3. Compassionate empathy. In this case, you do not only identify with the suffering of others, but you are also moved to take an extra step and lend your help. This is the most ideal form of empathy, where you actually take action to make a difference. However, precaution should be taken so that you do not run yourself dry trying to donate to every cause. A donation here refers not only to finances, but also time, expertise, skills, goodwill, and so on. Empathy is not just towards people. It applies towards situations as well. An empath will be drawn towards the state of the environment, economy, politics, international relations, animal welfare, and such other matters that eventually affect the quality of human life. People without empathy find it easy to look away, especially when others are suffering. They will say that it is not their responsibility or their fault. They will reason that they have their own issues to deal with as well. While this is true to some extent, such apathy only makes the world a colder place to live. It takes away from all of us. Each one of us should ask the question, how would I want to be treated if I was in a similar situation? In that, the answer lies the fundamental principle of how you should treat others. Chapter 2, Decoding the Empath. Is empathy natural or acquired?